Hello, everybody. Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Got a good one today. So we start off with a 1 mile run, and I know that we had workouts yesterday, three ones that had 3 minutes rest between each. It's unusual that we have another day right afterward that there is a two piece with a 3 minute break in between each, but that's how it worked out. So today you start off with a 1 mile run. There's a 3 minute rest. Then you dive into a three round workout. And the reason that I did that and didn't just smash it all together is I knew that if I put the 1 mile run and then immediately into a three round workout, both would have a bit of lower intensity. And that wouldn't be a bad thing. It's just not what I wanted to do today. I wanted to give everybody the opportunity to really attack that 1 mile run. It doesn't have to be a time trial, lifetime PR, because you do have work to do 3 minutes later, but I wanted to allow people to attack with more intensity than they would had it been attached to the workout. Then the three rounder that we have after that, there's no loading in it, and it's in contrast to what we did yesterday. We're going below parallel with some walking lunges. Didn't go below parallel yesterday, and yesterday was an overhead extravaganza. We're not going overhead today. We're doing double unders, walking lunges, GHD sit-ups, and some chest-to-bar pull-ups. And the pulling that we've done recently was the regular pull-ups in half Murph. We did some rope climbs as well. We did some bar muscle-ups. So the chest-to-bar pull-ups are making a needed appearance right there. The three sets of 35 meters of walking lunges, there's several critical parts of this workout, but that's a really important one. Those are big sets of walking lunges, 35 meters each time, no loading in your body. This is one of the critical things that I think some people miss, which is you can have the biggest back squat in the world, but if you don't improve your muscular stamina and endurance, you will see somebody with a massive back squat become so fatigued on a day hike with a light backpack that it's crazy, because they just never go long over and over and over again. So something like three sets of 35 meters of walking lunges, they don't seem as flashy as a lot of other things, but they are mission critical to real world adaptation and just usefulness of your lower body. And then of course, you know, the GHD sit-ups pack a wallop for midline stabilization, and upper body pull is always fantastic. And if you're not quite ready for three sets of 25 GHD sit-ups, feel free to swap out one of those sets, two of those sets, all of those sets, reduce the numbers, because GHDs are potent, so act accordingly. Wildcard option, you can hop on the bike if you so desire, and then I gave you a bunch of just asterisks that you can do in case you want to swap things out. You can do V-ups, GHD sit-ups, or regular sit-ups. You can do chest-to-bar pull-ups or regular pull-ups, you know, so you've got some options there. We knocked everything down for the scaled workout as well. And for the limited equipment crew, it's darn near the same workout, but they've got V-ups in there because I'm assuming they don't have a GHD. So enjoy today's workout, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday.